Hello there, welcome back to the Daily Ishpod. I hope you are doing amazing. I hope you are fine. I hope you are safe and sound. I hope everybody around you is safe and sound and you are keeping your spirits high. I'm sending you all the positive energy and vibes from here directly to you right now because we all need that. I welcome you back to the week wrap-up which we are having lately on this podcast. And we're just going to talk about what we did at the Fun Indian Guy Studio, what we could accomplish and what were some of the learnings here and there throughout the week while we created stuff, while we executed stuff right here from the studio. Usually it's just me doing stuff. Not usually, it's always me, just me doing stuff. But I just like to always address it as we, because then it has that sense of togetherness. It's like doing stuff for you, doing stuff with you. And that's why I always like to use we instead of I, because it's more inviting and it's more inclusive and just feels good. And also gives me the feeling that you guys are here, that we are doing it together or something like that. Major theme of the week was finding a format which is repeatable for a while. And that was kind of a success. We'll talk about it. It's not a success, but it was a positive high of the week. And we have been building it up for 2 weeks. So we'll talk about it and how the format makes sense and why having a format can be useful in creating stuff and executing stuff or making or adding value in general in any context you're in. We'll talk about that. But before we do that, let me introduce myself and welcome you properly in the podcast and then we start talking. My name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a creative strategy and innovation consultant, service designer, filmmaker, musician, podcaster, and a founder of an online innovation lab called Futuring Now. And this is the Daily Ishpod where we talk about creativity, design, and innovation. And with that, I welcome you back. Thank you so much for joining. If this is one of your first time listening experience, I am very happy to have you here. If you are listening to it for a while, I'm also happy for your presence and support. With that said, guys, let's set the stage, hit the music, and start talking. So let's begin with the podcast itself. How many podcasts did we do this week? We did 3 as per the schedule. We are on the schedule, which I talked about earlier. So that's a good thing. We did the first one, which was about Clubhouse. So we talked about why I'm not using Clubhouse. Clubhouse was one of the platforms I was constantly working on, constantly using and adding value and trying to be a creator on that platform. So we talked about that, why I stopped using it and some of the technicalities behind it, the user perspective more than a designer perspective. And we dived into that on our first podcast, which came out on Monday. Then on the second podcast, which came on Wednesday, we talked about gated information. This was beginning of a new topic, which I was exploring in my head. And it was more towards how knowledge is now getting going behind gated walls, or let's say payment gates and payment walls. Yeah, that's the word. How knowledge or the resources are going behind a payment wall more and more as we go ahead, as these startups start building their revenue models or money-making mechanisms behind it. For example, Skillshare has a payment wall. So if you want access, you have to pay monthly. Then you have Masterclass. They have payment wall. You have to pay monthly. Then you have more platforms which add a lot of value to you in terms of resources, like documentaries. For that, you have Netflix. You have Amazon. You have Curiosity Stream, Nebula. These are some of the new ones. Then you have the whole range of platforms where you consume your audiobooks. Then you have Spotify, where you, of course, listen to music, but along with that, you listen to podcasts. So you have, again, Apple Podcasts. So you have so many different platforms, and all the good quality resources are now going behind the payment walls and behind these payment gates where you have to pay to consume. So the resources is again getting very limited and getting very exclusive for the people. From the creating perspective, it makes sense. Businesses need to make money in terms of generating revenues to sustain themselves and to make money. Even the kind of value a creator or let's say a person who is delivering some sort of benefit to somebody should get out of it. So for that reason, it makes sense to pay for it. But the era of internet where everything was free is now getting a bit reduced. I'm not saying the free content is not there. Of course, there's tons of free content out there. So much stuff we can go through. So much stuff we can learn. So that's there. But we are seeing this new theme where good quality content is going behind the payment wall. So that was the second podcast. And then the third podcast is the Friday's podcast, which is the wrap-up, which is we are doing right now. So these were the three podcasts which we could get done this week. So that's a tick mark or let's say a thing ticked out of a to-do list to do three podcasts a week. So that's done. That's a good thing. Happy about that. Also, you might find my voice a bit relaxed or lazy because I'm literally like lying down on a beanbag and wrapping it up. So that's like the kind of vibe we are having while we conclude this week. So excuse me for that. Then let's move on to the videos. What did we do this week? We did two videos as per the schedule, as per the plan. So that's again a nice thing. Congratulations to all of us, as I said at the beginning. The first video was about, what was it? First Base. That was the name of the company. So, as I said, we found a format that was the kind of a theme of today's podcast. We'll talk about it. But before we go into that, we did the first video about First Base, the case study, innovation case study. That's the format. Innovation case study about remote work. So how this company is providing IT and infrastructure to remote workers across the globe. So if you are a company and if you want to provide your employees or new employees with their laptop and everything, First Base can take care of that and they can maintain it, they can manage it, they can repair it, and you just have to pay the subscription or you just have to manage the basic dashboard things instead of having the whole department to run your IT services. So that's good. That was the case study which we explored in the first video. In the second video, which came out on the Thursday, we talked about this amazing phenomenal company called Arrival. They're making electric vehicles based in London, based in UK. And these guys are making commercial vehicles, electric commercial vehicles. So basically vans, buses and taxis or the vehicles in that kind of a format, because their goal is to have as much impact as possible on the earth for better practices to enhance or to reinforce sustainability across the globe. So going for commercial vehicles instead of directly user-based vehicles is always a good idea, because the number of vehicles in commercial sector is much more and the usage is much more. So that's why they're targeting there. But how they're creating it, what kind of vision they have, what kind of processes, the micro factory approach they have in terms of creating these vehicles is much more scalable, much more sustainable, local friendly, and easy to produce in any sector or any region in the world instead of having these massive mega factories. You don't need that. You just have micro factories. You can still produce these cars with plug and play methods. So yeah, just check out the video if you haven't watched it already to expand your mind in terms of looking at these new extremes or new horizons when it comes to electric vehicles and services and manufacturing. So that was a interesting case study along with their amazing website, which I was blown away with. So that's what we discussed in second video, which came out on Thursday, as I said, about Arrival. So two videos, three podcasts done. Then the next thing which we do usually is writing articles in Project Thought on Medium. So that was the lowest point, because we were supposed to write like three articles, if I'm not wrong, and we just managed to do one. And because of that also, instead of two newsletters, we could send out only one newsletter this week. And if we just look at why it happened, yeah, the first thing is I got lazy and I couldn't write. But then when I actually sat down for writing, there was not much I could write about. So last week we started this series about Mindscape on the article. So I wrote this one article about Mindscape and exploring it. And then I had planned to build that kind of a mini series inside articles to write about Mindscape. Mindscape is basically a mind space which we are in constantly, intentionally or unintentionally, because of different triggers we are having from our surroundings or internally. And I really want to explore this topic about how one gets into a mindscape. Can we recreate the mindscape? That's like a potential goal of this whole discovery, that if I'm able to, let's say I have a really good experience, a good time, And because of that particular experience, I could create something instantaneously in that moment. For example, let's make it more like, let's make it simpler. I went to a concert. I heard somebody play something. I was present in the auditorium, or let's say an arena, and the whole audiovisual experience was so amazing that the moment I got out of that stadium, I was so inspired that I came home and created something. And the goal is to understand what kind of mindscape I was in throughout that experience, and then to potentially understand if I can recreate such mindscapes somehow, that I have all these parameters. Again, it's not going to be very controlled, but I have these all parameters, like my senses kind of measured and recreated, that I get the same experience even being at home on demand, or by just triggering a couple of things. So that's what I was supposed to write. So that's what I sat down to write at the beginning of the week, so we could put out the articles in Project Thought on Medium. And somehow I was rushing too much, and I was not doing enough justice to the topic. So I decided not to write those mini articles about mindscape on Medium yet, to explore the topic thoroughly on my end, understand some research part about how emotions work, how memories work, how five senses trigger things and they make us feel like, and all those things. Like, I'll need some deeper study on that. So I'll do that research on my end and then write the articles and potentially put it out there. So that was like the first half of the week of trying to figuring out. But then eventually I decided not to go in that kind of direction. And that's why I dropped the topic and then came back again with the usual mini article series on Project Thought. And that's what the newsletter was about, to explain you why some of the ideas sometimes have much more scope than you thought of. So you have this idea and you are like, okay, let's just start. And once you start doing it, the amount of resources, amount of efforts you wanted to put in, you start. But then you realize the scope of the idea is so big that the intended resources or the intended time you wanted to spend on that idea is not sufficient. So what do you do at that point? Do you drop the idea, or do you decide to give it more time it deserves? So that's what I did. I decided to give it some more time so we can build it at some point. So those were the week highlights, and so far so good. So let's quickly talk about format before we jump to the conclusion, or let's say before we conclude the podcast of the day. Having a format, it's a good thing. What do I mean by format? Format is, I've written some stuff about it, like, it's not like I'm not the first one to write about it, but on the lines of having constraints, having boundaries where you define something and you are inside those boundaries, so it's easier for you to create. You decide that I want to write one article a day. So that's the first constraint, that you are going to write one article a day. And then you add one more constraint saying, and I will write about interior design, random stuff. So now we have two constraints. First constraint is, I'm going to write every day. And the second constraint is, I'm going to write about interior design. Now, let's add some constraint which is about time specific or about a starting point. So you would say, okay, I would like to write this article after lunch at 3 p.m. or around 3 p.m. So what is the whole rule, or let's say a guideline which we created for this project, is every day at around 3 p.m. I'm going to write one article about interior design. So by having this kind of a goal every day, it's easier for you to approach this instead of just sitting down and randomly figuring out what to do. So by creating these boundaries, it's easier to grow, because having infinite possibilities is also not a good thing, because then it's difficult to build stuff. So these kind of guidelines or boundaries help you build, as they limit your scope. And they're not limiting your capabilities, they're just limiting the scope. So they're kind of giving you direction. So just like that, format is basically these guidelines. So when you find a format which you can repeat every day and which is beneficial for you to build something, it's easier to build. And it always happens that you need to change the format as well, because if the format gets monotonous, you are not interested, or you just lose the whole vibe of creating and you don't get the same excitement. So again, you have to play with the formats as well. So on the YouTube channel, as we already discussed, it's always about figuring it out. In the last week's wrap up, the format which we have found for now is innovation case studies, which will work as a discovery and inspiration for people who are working on innovation projects, creative projects, problem solving, service design, UX design, UI design, business strategy, startups, CEOs, CFOs, COOs, all the C's, and basically providing every week a video or two, mostly two, about different case studies from across the globe, talking about what kind of problem they are solving, how they are solving it, what is the innovation behind it, and how we can have context jam on it, like how you can use the inspiration in your own context is what I want to provide. So that's the format. Find a case study, talk about it, explain what they're doing, and boom, make a couple of videos every week. So that's the format for now. As I said, we might have to change it later. But right now, I would like to experiment it for a bit, at least create about, because right already we are 4 videos down. So let's at least create 20 and see what happens and see if I am able to explore more in that and grow more in that. And then we'll see what to do with it. So that was the main theme of today's discussion as well, finding a format. Before you find one which suits you, you have to draft the first one which you can test upon. So write down something, as I said, guidelines, boundaries. Once you know, repeat that exercise for a bit. And once it's comfortable, once you feel that this is a right balance equation, that's the format we should build upon. That's all, I guess, we wanted to talk about. We wrapped up the week. We saw what all we did. And some tiny bits of learnings and realizations throughout. I hope you found some sort of value out of it. And if you did, I'll be super happy about that. With that said, guys, take care. Stay safe. If you want to receive the newsletters, which I anyway update you with in the wrap-up, there is a link in the description down below. So hit the link, subscribe, so you get the newsletter in your inbox. Mini emails, nothing messy. And also check out the videos we talked about on the YouTube channel, The Fun Indian Guy. And if you missed some of the previous podcasts, just go ahead and enjoy them as well. And if you have any suggestions, any recommendations, anything to share with me, come to my Instagram and just inbox and we'll take the conversation ahead right there. With that said, take care, stay safe, keep the spirit high. I know the times are hard, but let's try to keep our spirits high. And I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for listening. Bye.